joined by Davidson head coach Gail Coates Folks on the postgame. And coach, really the story of the game, the fourth quarter outscored 26-6. And what did Dayton, what did Duquesne do differently in the fourth quarter, or was it, or did we not respond to what they did?
They had a lot of kids step up and hit some shots. I mean, number 42 went 3 for 3 from three. They shot it very well from people that don't normally shoot threes very well. And that was a risk that we kind of was willing to take. And, those kids stepped up. I mean, number two and number 13 typically hit 3 threes apiece. I don't expect that from other people on their team,
right,
all the time. So, you know, kudos to them for stepping up and hitting those shots. But we've got to play better defense and put ourselves in a position to be able to have the ball a little bit more in a fourth quarter.
Rebounding again, a problem you talked in the pregame about, that Duquesne was a really good rebounding team. How would you feel your team did? Did they all five buy in and hit the glass as hard as you wanted?
I'm going to have to go back and look, but I thought that we weren't necessarily as aggressive on the offensive end for different spurts of going to the glass. On the defensive end, you know, they got so hot, there's not a whole lot of rebounds to
right.
be had. And so I thought we cleaned it up at times, but, in the second half, we didn't give up any second chance points. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but according to the stat sheet, we cleaned that up in the second half. But they hit the first one, so there weren't as many rebounds to be had that way.
Duquesne, we forced Duquesne into more turnovers than they normally do, but didn't do a great job taking advantage of those extra possessions.
We've got to continue to be aggressive in those scenarios and not settle for jumpers. You know, other teams aren't pulling up for 15-footers on us. They're taking it into our body and get to the foul line. And that's an area we've been emphasizing in practice. You know, this is probably the sixth or seventh consecutive game that the opponent has shot more free throws than us. And that's something that's got to change, but we've got to have a different mentality of going towards the rim versus settling in those scenarios.
Kiana Spate continues to shoot well and play well on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked pregame, this is, you know, we're coming up on that 1 year mark, and she's, you know, they say it takes a year to get back. Do you think she still has some room for growth as far as getting better and feeling comfortable with how her knee is and feeling herself 100%?
For sure. I would say that, you know, with Kiana, it's, just the more minutes that she gets comfortable, you know, the better off we're going to be. But, you know, it's kind of a hit or miss thing as far as just the number of minutes, you know, and I think that's kind of what we're sort of feeling right now is, you know, how many minutes can she really go and maintain being as effective as she is when she's playing kind of a lighter load. So something we're continuing to look at, but hopefully we can continue to get good minutes out of her moving forward.
And from an aggressiveness perspective, is that just to continue to hammer it home and hope they listen and respond to that? How do you make them be more aggressive offensively?
Now, it's stuff we're working on in practice, you know, just practicing getting to the rim, taking contact, finishing against contact, you know, and that's something we've got to do. You know, we can't expect, jumpers to fall all the time. And, once again, you know, the third and fourth quarter not shooting great percentages. And I think we've got to be able to convert the rim a little bit better and give ourselves a chance at the free throw line.
So are you happy with the way you played defense against Omogrosso and Voinovich? And you held them well below their averages, so is that?
Yeah, you know, we knew going into this that we weren't going to give ourselves much of a chance if those two had big nights. We did a pretty good job on them, but, you know, they had some other kids step up. I mean, once again, number 10 and 42, you know, they had a great night. And that's something we've got to be able to find a way to do a little bit better on kids like that, particularly when other good players are happening. So.
Quick turnaround, you got Rhode Island coming in on Sunday, provided that they're not going back to Rhode Island from Dayton. I would assume they're going to come straight here, so they're not going to have a snow issue. But what do you look forward to? What do you want to improve on? What are the points going to be with this team as you head into a game on Sunday?
You know, I think being really solid on the defensive end, that gives us a chance to play at the tempo we want to play. You know, I don't think it's pretty – I think it's kind of a coincidence, not really a coincidence, but 26 points by another team and 6 points for us, that kind of goes hand in hand because they're making too many baskets, so we're not getting enough early offense. And, you know, we are a team that typically plays better when we can play in a transition scenario versus a true half-court scenario. And, you know, we've got to be better on the defensive end for the entire game, you know, and those second and fourth quarters, we just weren't quite there, and it really, you know, obviously burned us in the fourth quarter.
Well, Coach, thanks for coming out.